It's time for a review review.
A review of reviews. Okay.
Where have you been recently?
Well, I've been to a couple of really good places, and one was a real nice surprise. It's called Exile Restaurant and Lounge. Didn't expect much when I walked up to this place. In fact, over the years, I've developed a sense that tells me, turn and run when I walk into a restaurant if I'm getting the wrong vibes. And I was starting to get that when I went into this place. But something made me go ahead and sit down, and I'm really glad that I did. It's owned by a couple of guys who are just so sincere. Right after I sat down, and the fellow just, how'd you find out about it? Just a little chat. And he turned to leave, and he said, "I'm really glad you're here." And I really believed it. And it's just so nice to have someone say that to you and let you know that they appreciate your business. Now, sincerity can only take you so far. I know a lot of nice guys who have failed in the restaurant business because they didn't know how to follow through with the food or the service. And I'm happy to say that Exile does. The menu isn't all that inventive. I think they want to be known as sort of a Mediterranean sort of a restaurant, but there isn't they've got wings and burgers and pizzas on their menu. But if you look close, you might find a couple of interesting things like a pasticcio, which is a Greek lasagna, to be very simple about it. But it has the noodles and a meat sauce and a bechamel that just was so nice and creamy. Really, really enjoyed that. And I did a sample of the Meat Lover's Pizza too, which is very thin crust, but not crackery. And it was loaded with pepperoni and ground beef and some ham. And I really, really liked it. Also got a taste of the dessert, a new dessert that they're offering called a 7-layer cookie.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Which they then add ice cream and caramel to. So I guess we're talking 9.
I guess so.
Which is a pretty big cookie. Another new place that I've gone to on Restaurant Row at the Delagio Plaza, it's called Pepperoncino. And this is a really small place. I think if you take too many steps inside, you're going to actually end up out the back door.
Oh, no.
Very, 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 very small, but kind of a nice atmosphere. The kitchen is don't know if we call it a kitchen, but it's the cooking area is right there in the dining room. And the woman who owns it and is the chef is from Italy. And so she's put a lot of her grandmother's recipes and what they taught her into the food. And it shows. Had a good lasagna, a real lasagna this time. The big brick of the noodles and the meat sauce and the melted cheeses. And instead of a bechamel like they would do in Greece, you get the big pulpy tomato sauce. And her tomato sauce is really, just give me a bowl of the tomato sauce. I think that'd be great.
Excellent. Any other places you've visited recently?
Yeah, Nona Tap Room in Lake Nona. Lake Nona, of course, is where the medical city is growing out. And they don't have a lot of restaurants over there, but I think we're finally going to start seeing things pop up there. And Nona Tap Room is a restaurant / bar that doesn't try to be anything more than it should. It's a nice a saloon that also serves food. They do a very good burger there, and I think the people who are going to live and work out in Lake Nona are going to appreciate having a nice, good burger at hand.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.